All right, it's time in the show where we do a setting the bar story, Kelly.
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, no one likes being stuck in rush hour traffic, doesn't matter who you are. But if you can manage to make it through the day without getting caught in rush hour traffic when you've committed a crime, you're doing okay.
Oh, that is not going to help your getaway.
No.
That is going to throw a big old wrench in that plan.
That's right. About four people robbed a Bloomingdale's there in Washington, D.C., got away with more than about $4,500 worth of designer handbags. So,
oh, dang.
They had a getaway car, hopped in the SUV, sped off. But it was a Friday at around 5 p.m.,
that is not timed well.
No, it was not.
They did not think that through.
They hit D.C. rush hour traffic, and the police basically just kind of picked their way through the vehicles, caught up with everyone, and they pulled them over.
Oh, no.
Apprehended
just
everybody.
Normal. Just normal.
Yeah.
Looked like we don't have a lot of handbags in the back.
That's right. That's right. Recovered all the stolen property and merchandise and all that stuff.
They did not Ocean's 11 that.
No.
They didn't have their planning meetings. They didn't go through all the possible scenarios. They didn't go through the routes. They didn't.
But you know what?
The timeline.
Every loss is an opportunity to learn, right?
Oh, it's going to be a learning experience so they'll know how to do it better next time?
I mean,
is that what we're saying?
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, maybe those four, once they, you know, get back together, are able to, okay, all right, so this is what we did wrong this time.
In 5 to 10 years?
We definitely picked the wrong time and day to do it. Because, yeah, rush hour, didn't think of that. You know, listen, Larry, that was your job, but we're going to look past it this time.
We're going to maybe that's not your strong point.
Maybe the whole timing thing, I mean, you were on that, but whatever. Anyways, setting the bar. Yeah. This is, I guess, more for aimed for criminals than it is for, you know, everyday people.
Retail theft king?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah,
for the retail theft kings that are listening?
Right. The retail theft kings that are listening. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting caught in rush hour traffic when you've just committed a crime, you're doing okay.
All right. Well, maybe we just, okay. I don't want to say don't steal purses because then we don't have a segment, right?
Yeah, obviously.
But we should say don't steal purses.
Well, that too.
Or anything else.
All right, there you go. That is your setting the bar story.